Good afternoon. We are experiencing a fair amount of sunshine mixed with clouds behind the major storm system, which has formed a new center in the Gulf of Maine. Most of the snow that's left with the system is confined to easternmost New England. The rest of the region will continue to dry out as a northwest wind flow kicks in, supplying drier air from southern Canada. The wind will gust at times over 15 to 20 miles per hour. And with that mixture of sunshine and clouds for the balance of the afternoon, high temperatures should manage to reach above freezing, especially in the valley locations, averaging out in the lower to mid-30s throughout the area. A clear start tonight, then clouds will increase with the weak Alberta Clipper heading our way from the west. Temperatures will drop back into the lower to mid-20s on average, and there is the chance of a few light snow showers towards central New York by sunrise tomorrow. The rest of us will have a chance of a few scattered snow showers as that Clipper passes through during the day tomorrow. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy and temperatures will reach the middle 30s. On Thursday, another weak disturbance presses through. Again, just a few flurries or scattered snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy in the lower to mid-30s. Another Alberta Clipper, this one with a bit more moisture to work with, will head our way for the day on Friday. This one will bring a general light snow to the region, and we could see a small accumulation by the end of the day Friday on the order of a couple of inches, with temperatures in the upper 20s and lower 30s. We'll dry it out for the upcoming weekend. High pressure builds in, and despite mostly sunny skies, it'll be cold on Saturday with highs staying in the 20s. And then we'll bounce back into the upper 30s for daytime highs on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and a developing southerly wind flow. Temperatures will remain mild into early next week with the chance of rain showers on Monday as we push readings into the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as the major winter storm that made its journey across the U.S. is beginning to exit east of New England, there's still one more day of impactful weather to get through across Maine, New Hampshire, and eastern Massachusetts, with 6 to 10 inches of additional snow across eastern Maine before it finally tapers off late tonight. Winter storm warnings are in effect for these areas. After the storm departs, strong cold air advection over the Great Lakes will generate bands of lake effect snow, with the heaviest snowfall likely downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario tomorrow. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 30s, Boston windy with snow in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high 63 set in 2009 and the record low 1 below zero in 1976 and in 1940. Sunrise this morning, 7:08 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m. 9 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs around 30. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with clouds giving way to sunshine through New England, it will become breezy this afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with a few snow showers by morning, lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with clouds giving way to sunshine in New England becoming breezy this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds breezy this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds with lows in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few scattered light snow showers in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy Thursday, scattered snow showers, lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with a good chance of some light snow on Friday, minor accumulations by the end of the day, lower 30s. Mostly sunny, colder on Saturday in the upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, and a bit milder on Sunday in the upper 30s, and even milder with mostly cloudy skies and a good chance of showers on Monday, highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.